Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
All right, let's get him right in here. Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John.
And Todd Zwillick joins us, Takeaway Washington correspondent, also in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, John.
All right, to both of you, we talked about this a little earlier in the week, that this would be a week testing the judgment and gravitas and the candidate skills of one Herman Cain dealing with all of these allegations of sexual harassment in the workplace. And he faced the media a number of occasions yesterday, particularly late in the day, a news conference out in Phoenix. Listen.
These anonymous allegations are false, and now the Democrat machine in America has brought forth a troubled woman to make false accusations, statements, many of which exceed common sense. And they certainly exceed the standards of decency in America.
We learned there was a new accuser of Herman Cain who made herself public, Karen Krauschar, one of the two women who settled sexual harassment claims against Herman Cain with the National Restaurant Association. She spoke publicly to the New York Times for the first time. And, of course, we had the news conference earlier in the week from Ms. Bialek, who actually accused Herman Cain of something that she never complained about but is actually brought to the attention of the world. Now, Ron and Todd, what did you make of Cain's performance yesterday? Ron, you first.
Well, I thought he was very impressive in his press conference. I think he was very compelling in his vehement denials of any of these alleged encounters with the women in question. But that's from a legalistic standpoint, John. I think from a political standpoint, I still think his candidacy is deeply, if not gravely, wounded. This is the Cain that we should have seen when these allegations first were brought on the scene. This is the level of detail that the candidate should have come out there and said. And as we've discussed for weeks now, I just think his inexperience in the political realm has shown through. He might be a clever businessman and very well suited to business, but from a political standpoint, these are wounds I just don't see how he recovers from.
All right,
and John, the most interesting thing about that press conference, if I can cut in there, is that Herman Cain really doubled or tripled down on these accusations in terms of Karen Bialek. He said flatly, not only that he didn't do anything, which he did say, I've never met the woman. I don't know the woman. I couldn't even remember who she was when she walked out at the Friars Club with Gloria Allred, her lawyer. I had no idea who she was.
Well, Todd, listen. We've got Herman Cain actually making some of those charges and doubling and tripling down and giving, as Ron Christie said, this level of detail that maybe he should have done in the beginning. First, listen to him talking about his wife's sort of relationship to all these allegations.
43 years I've been married to my wife. After watching that press conference yesterday, I called her and I said, sweetheart, did you see it? She said, yes. I said, what did you think? And my wife said, and this is a direct quote, I have known you for 46 years because we were engaged for 2 years. That doesn't even sound like anything that you would ever do to anyone.
Oh, man. In the annals of he said, she said, what was that conversation? The question is, do people believe that? And here is Cain talking about Bialek.
I tried to remember if I recognized her, and I didn't. The charges and the accusations I absolutely reject. They simply didn't happen.
All right, Todd. So as you say, this is doubling and tripling down. One more revelation and it's over.
One reporter or a news organization who can positively tie Karen Bialek to Herman Cain and prove that he did know her, knew her well, I would think that would be devastating to his credibility. Because he did say, I reject these allegations, but he did go further to say, I don't think I've ever even met her. And so that sends reporters down the trail to find out if that's true or not. I think the other interesting thing, and I'll bet Ron Christie has something to say about this, John, is the optics of that press conference yesterday. Herman Cain had it kicked off, not by Herman Cain, and he did use himself in the third person quite a bit, but by a gentleman named L. Lynn Wood, attorney. And this guy is famous. L. Lynn Wood is a fellow who represented such people as Richard Jewell, the accused Atlanta Olympic Park bomber back in the 90s, represented the parents of JonBenet Ramsey, the accuser in the Kobe Bryant civil action for alleged rape. This is a guy who represents people who he believes are aggrieved in the court of public opinion, a famous libel lawyer. But to kick off a press conference like that with a fearsome war-fighting lawyer who's represented all those other people was very strange optics for a presidential candidate. We'll see how that pans out.
Ron, what do you think?
I think Todd's right. I think the optics are almost as if to say, I know that there are more accusers who might come forward. I think there might be more people who have some more things to say against me. So if you want to say something against me, my lawyer might have something to say to you. But again, where was this candidate? Where was this level of detail weeks ago? I just think the other point of all this, John, is that when you have the Italian prime minister set to resign, when you have the Greek economy the way that it is, it's in a really precarious state right now that could send Europe into a very, very bad financial state, where the United States markets are as perilous as they are, I just wonder why we have this media obsession with Herman Cain. There are far more interesting and important things to talk about. And again, this is almost like a dead man walking. I think his political viability is over.
Well, I agree with you, Ron, on the sort of taste question and the fatigue question of all this. But, this is a selection process for a presidential candidate. And I think the poll numbers suggest that people have a certain interest in Cain, if not completely in his background. Todd, wouldn't you agree?
His poll numbers have been barely affected by this, John. That's been quite the amazing thing. Now, there hasn't been a lot of polling done since after the accusations from Karen Bialik, and we have to wait and see if those accusations of somebody on camera with a lawyer, have affected his poll numbers. But he remains tied with Mitt Romney. He remains stronger among conservatives than Mitt Romney. There is a debate tonight in Michigan, by the way, that's supposed to be on economic issues, and we'll see if all of these things move poll numbers. But conservative voters, Republicans on the right, the media may be obsessed, and we're obsessed, and it is worth talking about. He is a front runner with that target on his back, as he says, but conservative voters so far, not too much of a dent. That's interesting.
And we'll see how the other candidates make reference to Cain's troubles at the debate on CNBC tonight. Todd Zwillick and Ron Christie, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Gentlemen, a pleasure.
We should note that Herman Cain did suggest that there would be more allegations possibly in the weeks ahead and offered to take a lie detector test. If you think it would help, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, and Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.